I'm amazed when I begin to think at the blessing of Almighty God. I truly am thankful. I'm thankful for this pastor that's been here all these years. He is the pastor. But I tell you what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for God's faithfulness that keeps His people. That's what I'm thankful for. That He would keep us by His grace, mercy, by His promise. He keeps us. Turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 31. I would like to look at the first verse, Psalm 31, 1. David, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, says this. I want you to just stop before we even read it. Just stop. And ask, as I do myself, Lord, I don't want to just read words. I don't want this to be words only. Let this come to me in power. Give me, grant me, bestow upon me a heart to believe this and to rest in it. Let these words be my words. David was a man. He was a man. He was a man born just like me, just like you. These words that he wrote, these words are the words of Almighty God. These are not David's words. David may have penned them. But these words were written under the inspiration of God's Spirit. I want to believe this. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. David was a man that knew something of trials, trials within, trials without. David. Scripture says that David was a man after God's own heart. As a young boy, young lad, young shepherd, he faced fierce animals, defended the sheep that he tended. David was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He found himself standing one day against a giant. The giant's name was Goliath. That giant opposed the army of the living God, David. Just a young man. Scripture says he picked up 5 stones. Put them in his little pouch there. Walked out and took one of those rocks, put it in stone in that sling, and just buried it in the forehead of that giant. As a dad, he knew something of family struggles and the pain of rebellion within his own household. And the reason for that was because as a king, he took another man's wife and had her husband killed. God sent a prophet to reprove him. He informed him. God had said that the sword would never depart from his house. It never did. David, with a heart made tender toward the God that he had offended, he did something by God's grace. He repented. And he heard the blessed words of God through a prophet. He said this. Now listen. Most blessed words that God Almighty could ever send. That prophet told him, the Lord has put away your sin. God put away your sin. He did that in a substitute. He did that in the Savior. Blessed Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord hath put away your sin. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute charge with sin. That's a blessed man. Men, women talk about being blessed of God. I tell you, blessing. Here's the blessing of the Lord. God's put away your guilt. But he told him, he said, the child born to Bathsheba is going to die. And the Lord struck that child. Scripture says, and that he was very sick. David fasted and besought God for the child. He prayed. Lord, if it be your will, if you be pleased. But on the seventh day, the child died. And David, upon hearing of the child's death, he got up. Washed up, changed his clothes, anointed himself, and he came to the house of the Lord and he worshiped God. God's providence, the Lord's will. And David did the same thing that Job did upon hearing of God's providence concerning his land and possessions and children. That's what he did. He did not charge God foolishly. He didn't attribute folly to the Lord. I had an acquaintance, I guess you'd say. I guess I could call him a friend, but not that close. And about a year ago, he had a family member pass away. I found out about it and I thought I'd call him. Just try to encourage him, you know. And first thing out of his mouth was this. I thought God was a God of love. Well, if he's a God of love, why did he let my family member die? And I told him, I said, listen, I said, that which God does is right. It's the Lord. Let him do what seems to him to be good. And after just a moment, I knew we're not going anywhere with this. Here we find the sweet psalmist of Israel voicing the heart of God's people. David knew something of struggles. He knew something of trials. He knew something about tribulation. He'd been there. Say, well, you know, you really don't know what to say. If you've never been there, if you don't know what it feels like, if you don't know what it feels like to be in trouble, if you don't know what it feels like to have some trials, tribulation, you can say all day long, I know how you feel. No, you don't. No, you do not. You don't know what it feels like. This man knew something about trouble. It's good, he said, that I've been afflicted. It's good. You've dealt well with me. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Here is a word of confidence. comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. In thee, O Lord, not in my faith. Man by nature says he's going to trust in his faith. Well, I believe, you know, I was 9 years old, and I gave my heart to Jesus. I remember I walked down the aisle. In thee, O Lord. Not in myself. Not in my heart, which is deceitful above all things. You know, I read that scripture. The heart is desperately wicked. And it's deceitful above everything. There's nothing that is as deceitful as the natural heart. It will tell you, you're okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. God loves you. He's got a great plan for you. The heart, the natural heart, the natural mind, the natural man. In thee, O Lord, do I trust. Not in my works of self-righteousness. Not in others who will surely let me down. But in thee. In thee. In thee. Brother Scott just quoted that scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am thee. As one, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. In thee, O Lord. Turn with me to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust. I looked that word up. It means to believe in the reliability. Trust in the Lord. Trust who? Trust in the Lord. At all times, trust in the Lord. In affliction, in temptation, when you question His providence, why did this thing happen to me? Why am I going through this? Why is this happening? Something must be wrong. Trust in the Lord. That command is impossible to perform apart from a new heart, a new mind, a new birth, which is of God. No man can come unless the Father which has sent me draw him. No man can. No man can. It has to do with ability. No man can come. Man by nature says, I can. The Scripture says, no, you can't. Trust in the Lord. Trust in Him. For acceptance in Him. Accepted. That's what he read. In the Beloved. Accepted. Men speak of accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept Him. That's not what Scripture talks about. The Scripture does not say you accept Him. The Scripture says we are accepted in Him. His people, believers, those that He's granted faith, those that He's granted hope, new heart, new life, new birth, they're accepted in Him, those for whom He died, those for whom He paid the penalty, those for whom He was made to be sin, accepted His righteousness, imputed, charged to His people for justification before God, His blood for pardon, His power for protection, for preservation, eternal life. Trust in the Lord, listen to this, with all thine heart. I thought about that. And immediately, when I read it, I thought to myself, I began to realize something of my frailty, of my failing. That right there, all thine heart, I looked that up too. It means this, sincerely. Sincerely. Turn with me to John 21. I want you to read something here. Sincerely. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. This is a passage of Scripture that deals with a man that had just greatly disappointed himself. I know. John 21. Look in verse 16. John 21:16. The Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's start in 15. When they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter. Now, you know what had just happened, just a few days before. Simon Peter was warming himself by fire three times. The Lord had told him. He said, before the cock crows, that rooster crows twice, you're going to deny me three times. Now here is the sovereign God speaking and telling this man this is what's going to happen. What did Peter say? Not me. Not me. I'll never deny you. I'll never let you down. You can count on me. Everybody else, they'll run, turn tail. They'll run, they'll forget you. Not me. I'm faithful. Before that rooster crowed the second time, Peter had denied the Lord three times, denied him. Did you know him? I don't know him. I think your speech betrays you. I know who you are. No, I don't know him. You were with him. I saw you with him. I don't know him. I don't know him. I don't know him. And that rooster crowed the second time. And in one of the Gospels, it says when that rooster crowed the second time, Peter turned, and as they led the Lord away, it said the Lord looked at him. Can you imagine how that man's heart sunk? He just looked at him. He just looked. And I thought to myself, oh my. You talk about being able to enter in. You know, 3 days later or so, the Lord is with some of the disciples on this seashore. Verse 15 of John 21. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now think about this. How many times did Peter deny the Lord? Three times. What did the Lord do here? How many times did he ask you? Three times, Simon. You love me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love that you know. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. trust in the Lord with all thine heart, sincerely. I'm going to tell you, you that believe, you love Him. You love Him. Do you see anything within, as Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am"? Those things that I would, I do not. Things that I wouldn't, those I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Do you love me, Peter? Lord, you know all things. You know I do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Let not the rich man glory in his wealth, wise man glory in his wisdom. In all thy ways, in all the course of this life, in the road that Almighty God has determined, predestinating grace, in all thy ways, in the way that He has chosen, He has purposed, acknowledge Him, that is, know Him. Worship Him in it. See Him in it. Strive to have Him in view. In all thy ways, know Him. The way that Almighty God has purposed that you shall go is the way you're going to go. He worketh all things after the counsel of His will. Strive not to take a step without His order, without His wisdom, His word, His counsel. And by a heart made willing, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. By His grace, I bow. By His grace, I bow to His sovereign will and providence. And He shall direct thy path. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Is there anyone here that would be so foolish as to think that you are the governor of your own destiny? That you have the ability and wisdom and power? Think about this. If we were to all have the ability, we're going to choose the way we're going to go. Can you imagine the chaos? Man left to himself. Man talks about his own free will. You don't have a free will. You're dead. You don't have the ability to choose. You're spiritually deaf, spiritually blind. Back in Psalm 31, "In Thee," David said, "in Thee do I put my trust. In Thee." I was watching television the other day, and there was an advertisement for the stock market. And this is the catchphrase. Man said, "I believe in the market, and I believe in me." Well, if God's pleased to deliver you from that thought, you're a blessed person. I believe in me. David said, in Thee do I put my trust. He is Almighty God. We are dust. Psalm 40:22, "It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers." He is sovereign. In Thee do I put my trust. sovereign, almighty God. Daniel 4:35, it says, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Sovereign, in thee do I put my trust. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created. He's sovereign in creation. He is sovereign in salvation. John, the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, verse 11, says, he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, it was evident then. Let me just add that part. To them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood. Now, you know, this is amazing to me. Man can stand up and say that men have the right to choose, the free will. And I've always said this, and I know the answer. These things are spiritually discerned. They're not carnally discerned. You'd think, you'd say, well, if you can read words and understand that you would be able to read this and free will would just go out of the window. You'd never bring that up again. Listen to this, which were born not of blood. Just because I be a believer by God's grace does not mean that my children are believers. You're not born believers. Just by nature, your daddy and mama's a believer, therefore you're a believer. Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. I may desire my children's salvation, your salvation. I may long that you be converted and come to Him and see Him. But I don't have the ability to do that. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. You don't have the ability to make yourself converted, to create life. I don't have the ability to make myself a new person, but of God. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. In Thee, O God, O Lord, sovereign God, God who is sovereign in creation, sovereign in salvation, sovereign in providence. Psalm chapter 135 and verse 6 says this. Verse 5. Psalm 135, 5, for I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did He in heaven and in earth, in the seas, and all the deep places. He's sovereign in providence. Who is this, the disciples said, when the Lord stood up and rebuked the winds. Who is this that even the winds obey Him? Can you imagine? Almighty God, David said, in Thee. Can you imagine a safer haven? In Thee do I put my trust. Can you imagine more security? Can you imagine a better place? In Thee. He is immutable. If He has ever loved His people, He's always loved His people. He's loved them with an everlasting love. Psalm 100 verse 5 says, His mercy ceases not, for it's everlasting. Lord, if You've ever purposed to have mercy on me, You'll always have mercy. In thee do I put my trust. If he changed, he'd not be God. I change not. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Can you imagine? Would there be in me, that is in my flesh, could I find reason for God Almighty to at a time just say, okay, enough. That's it. I'm done with you. That's the way I do. That's the way I do, folks, you know. All right, that's it. I've gone all I'm going to go. I've tried all I'm going to try. It's over. Forget it. Done deal. I gave you a chance. I thought I'd depend on you. You let me down. In thee, O Lord, immutable, unchangeable. The hymn says, change and decay in all around I see. O thou who changest not, abide with me. Lord, don't leave me to myself. Are we not thankful for His immutability? In thee, O Lord, He's holy. In thee, sacred, hallowed. When our Lord was speaking to His disciples, He said, when you pray, pray this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed. That's what that word means. Holy, holy, hallowed is your name. He is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. When the Lord Jesus Christ was made to be sin, when the guilt of all of God's elect was placed upon Him, Almighty God dealt with all of His elect in a substitute. Their covenant head. He's holy. He swears by His holiness. Psalm 110, verse 3. We quoted this a moment ago. I want you to just look at it. Psalm 110, verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. Look at this. In the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. Thy people, by a new heart, willing, in the beauties of His holiness, willing. Willing to obey Him. Now, where before they weren't, this is what they said, I'll not have that man rule over me. Willingly in love with Him. You think Peter loved Him because he wanted to? Sure he wanted to. Lord, you know I love you. Let me ask you this morning. Do you call upon Him even now because you want to? Willingly to obey Him. Without laws and threats, the love of Christ constrains us. In Thee, O Lord, I put my trust. In the day of His power, thy people are willing. That's how the gospel comes to God's people, when it pleases Him. I don't know how many times I heard the gospel here, but one day, Paul says, when it pleased God, when it pleased Him to reveal His Son in me. Arresting power. That's what happened to Saul of Tarsus, and that's what happens to every one of God's elect. When it pleases Him, He arrests. Stop. Hold up. Come to me. God's holiness is manifested in His works. He's holy in law, in His justice, In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. And He's faithful. In Thee do I put my trust. In Thee. Is there anybody that you know, that you've grown up with? A lot of you folks are from around here. You've known family members, you know. Is there anybody you'd rest your soul on, Glenn, that you know of? I mean, many of us, we're family, family. You think, my family would never let me down. Well, there's only one problem, or two, really. Number one, they will let you down. But the reason is they don't have the ability. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. You're faithful. Faithful. Never forgets, never fails, never falters, never forfeits His Word. In His Word, He's faithful. Has Almighty God not faithfully described man's ruin in the fall? Has He? Has He faithfully been truthful? The sole of the foot to the head, there's no soundness, no wholesomeness in it, but sores, putrefying sores. Faithfully, He has made known His judgment of sin. He's faithful. Is there anyone that will stand before Him and say, you were not faithful to tell me? Oh, yes, He's faithful. Ezekiel 18:4 says, the soul that sinneth. Does that exclude anybody? It shall die. I'll tell you what my hope is. That when Christ was crucified, Paul says, I was crucified with Him. I died in Him. The soul that sinneth. As He faithfully warned us that He's a consuming fire and that He will by no means clear the guilty, He's faithful. But in His faithfulness to show mercy and preserve His people by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the beloved Son, by His everlasting covenant in Christ, He set forth His Son to be a propitiation, a satisfaction for our sins. He's faithful. Faithful. He's just. Just God and a Savior. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's faithful in preserving His people, able to keep them from falling. Faithful to do us good. Whatsoever lot we find ourselves, He's faithful. Faithful to His Word. Faithful to His covenant. Faithful to His promise. David said in Psalm 119, verse 75, I know, O Lord, that Thy judgments are right and that Thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Faithfulness. You say, that doesn't sound right. It's right. Faithfulness. He has faithfully glorified Himself in the salvation of His people. Faithful is He which calleth you, who also will do it. He's gracious, merciful, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. David said, in Thee, O Lord, in Thee, God, sovereign God, immutable God, holy God, just God, merciful God, gracious God, in Thee do I put my trust. He said, let me never be ashamed. Let me never be defeated, is what that word means, ashamed. Hebrews 13:5, listen to this, I will never leave you, I'll never let up. What He said, I'll never let up. I'll never let go. I'll never. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. That means let you remain over. I'll never leave you back. watching those one of war movies the other day, and there were some soldiers that were down. They'd been killed. And the commander said, "We're not going to leave any of them back. We're going back. We don't leave any American soldiers back. We're going back." He says, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never let you remain over." He's faithful. This is who David says, "I put my trust in Thee, O Lord. Let me never be shamed. Let me never be confounded. Let me never be disappointed and frustrated in my hope in You." Psalm 25:2 says, "O my God, I trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed, and let not mine enemies triumph over me in Thee." Deliver me, last phrase there in that first verse, deliver me in Thy righteousness. Almighty God's people, they want Him to be honored in their salvation. They pray for His deliverance, but only in God's glory being set forth. Deliver me in Thy righteousness. Deliver me by the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my hope. His righteousness. My Savior. Him. That righteousness which has been charged to me. That righteousness alone by which I am accepted in the Beloved. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. My trust. I put my trust. You, Lord, are alone reliable. You alone. In Thee. Can you imagine if Almighty God has given a man, a woman, a heart to be able to say that truthfully, from the heart, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. It's what He says. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Now trust me. Now believe me. They come for life. They come to me. All that the Father giveth me. Who's going to come? All that the Father has given me. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And those that come to me, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise, no way, no possibility, I will in no wise. Yeah, but what if I find or see in myself? What if I see I will in no wise cast Him out? In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. In Thee. Our Father, this morning we're so thankful You give us a time to be able to just come together and be here. Lord, thank You that You would, by Your goodness and mercy and grace, that You would establish a place in this town where You would allow, permit, grant the blessed message of Your Son to be proclaimed. We pray that this word, knowing that it will accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Forgive us, we pray, when we failed You. For Christ's sake, we ask these things.